Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are very excited to have on the phone with us today the founder, president, and chairman of the board of the Langenfeld Foundation, Paul Langenfeld. He's a Hastings native, and he had a big announcement. And so we want to hear all about it. Paul, how have you been?
Doing just fine. Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's always nice to give something back to the city of Hastings.
Well, you do have ties to Hastings. Why don't you tell our listeners about that, please?
Yes, thank you. I grew up in Hastings, born and raised there, and everything I really needed to know in life, I learned in Hastings. And I have been, you know, since college, I've been living here in St. Paul. My parents were Tony and Elizabeth Langenfeld, and many, many, many Hastings residents talk about when they had religion class taught by my parents or confirmation class. So there's lots of ties to the people of Hastings. And I get back probably every 2 weeks. My mother's there at the Regina Nursing Home, and I try to visit her, and I get to see my hometown again.
Oh, that's pretty special. Paul, so you on Monday night, you had a celebration and an event in St. Paul that is something that's pretty exciting. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about that, please?
Yes, I had a neighborhood gathering. Then there were probably 60 of my neighbors for half mile in every direction. We invited people. And I've been doing these for a decade. And the big reason is that I remember the neighborhood that I grew up in there in Hastings. And I am the man that I am today because of the neighborhood that I grew up in. And I'm becoming the man that I will be tomorrow because of the neighborhood here in St. Paul where I live today. So I do everything I can to build unity and relationships among neighbors because we really do resemble a family in many ways, and we've got each other's backs, and we're out here to help each other out. And so it takes some organizing, but I think that's great. And a couple of things that I learned growing up in Hastings. I was part of the Boy Scouts program, and being a Boy Scout is a lot more than just helping little ladies across the street. It's about patriotism. It's about helping others. It's about putting out the effort to make the world a better place. And the other thing that I was involved in with Hastings, with the American Legion, is I believe it was before or after my junior year of high school. I was part of the American Legion Boys State program, which is leadership. It's about government, and it's about understanding how the world works and how the world is governed from the city to the state to the nation. That has always been a part of me. And so a couple of years back, I took the step to get into an election, and I'm happy to say that I won. And that was to be elected to the board of directors for St. Paul's Highland District Council. And then I was summarily elected vice president. And then the following year, I was reelected vice president of that board of directors. So all of those things were very near and dear to my heart. And I knew that I could do a lot of good for a lot of people. So after serving that term with the board, I decided I wanted to take it to the next level. So I had the neighbors together here, and we did a grill out, and it was a potluck. And then I made a special announcement at the end of the night where I told my neighbors that I was throwing my hat into the ring for the election to be the new St. Paul mayor. And that got a rousing round of applause from everybody.
Well, how awesome, Paul. Congratulations to you. So give people a little bit of your background as far as your work with the Langenfeld Foundation.
I created the Langenfeld Foundation in 2006, and it's there to benefit people with developmental disabilities, physical disabilities, and mental disabilities. So I grew up in a family with my mother had epilepsy since she was a child. And of course she grew up there in Hastings. And then, you know, one day on the playground, just playing as kids do, she hit her head hard on the pavement and the brain injury resulted and a concussion that we now know. But that, you know, left her with seizures ever since then. And so it limited her. But she lived a life with disability and accomplished amazing things. So that certainly inspired me, and it told me that people with disabilities can do amazing things. They just need the opportunity. And my father was a World War II veteran, Tony Langenfeld, and he suffered a work-related injury in a fall, landing on his back, and he thus had, they had to do the spinal tap, and back in the 1960s, you know, things were not as technologically and medically advanced as they are today. So he was on total disability for a number of years, and he was on bed rest for 6 months, I believe it was. So I grew up in a family. I knew what disabilities were, and I knew that they weren't the end of the world, right, that you can still do things. So I created the Langenfeld Foundation. We expanded in 2009 to include disabled veterans, and then we expanded again in 2010 to include children and schools in Africa and helping them have an opportunity to grow beyond their borders and receive the education that everyone else in the world has access to with the internet. And we take laptops over there, and we supplied them with satellite hookups. And hopefully, you know, that was part of why I wanted to do things that would change the world and leave this world a better place than what I found it. So I announced my intentions to run in this fall election for St. Paul mayor.
That's something that I would assume you thought long and hard about, but that's not something that's easily done. So what was tugging at your heart that made you want to do this?
Well, Mo, that's a very, very good question, probably more so than you realize, is I've been thinking about this really for 2 years since I was elected to the Highland Board of Directors. And I told myself then, if I really loved my role as an elected official in public service, I would consider taking it to the next level. So it'd been in the back of my mind. And I, you know, then we had the pandemic and everything was shut down and everybody was sheltering at home, which I used that time to get on the internet and research what it was to be a public servant, first of all, in the Minnesota legislature. Because a year ago, November of 2020, there were elections for my district for the state Senate and the state House. And both were open. But the more I thought about it, I researched it, I talked to people on the inside, and they said, Paul, why do you want to be part of a bloodbath? You have to really think seriously about what your reasons are. And so I decided not to run for the state legislature. But then I started to research St. Paul mayor, and particularly, so today is the anniversary of George Floyd's death. And honestly, Mo, here in St. Paul, I felt when the city was burning, I felt like in the book of Exodus, when the seventh plague of Egypt was passing over the land and the angel of death, and you heard the screaming of people as their firstborn male was dying. And I'm in my house late at night. I'm hearing sirens screaming. I'm hearing helicopters over my house. And then I wake up at 3 a.m. and there's still sirens and there's still helicopters. And I said, you know, we got to make a difference. I said, it's not okay that mobs and angry people that are rioting and destroying businesses of innocent people are allowed to do this. I want to step up and defend the city. I want to take back our city, because the current leadership really wasn't. And the current leadership in both St. Paul and Minneapolis had surrendered the cities to the angry mobs. Well, you just don't do that. And every veteran that I have come to know, you don't surrender to the enemy. You just don't do that. You find peace, you make peace, and you work it out. So I started to be more serious about taking a leadership role at the highest level for the city of St. Paul. And the more I researched it, the more I felt, yeah, I'm going to take this step. And I know, I felt a lot like America's finest young men and women who step up to enter the military. They know it's going to be a fight. They know they might have to go to war. They know it's going to be 4 years of sacrifice and hardship, but they do it anyway. And I said, okay, this, I care about this city where I live. I've got skin in the game. I can make a difference. So it was very much like signing up for the service. And I said, it's going to cost me, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to be a battle, and it can get pretty rough. I said, but if our young men and women can do so in the armed services, I can do so as St. Paul mayor.
So when you say it's going to get rough, what have you encountered so far?
Fortunately, I've encountered nothing but good things so far. And again, I haven't stuck my head out of the foxhole very, very much. But what I, interestingly enough, the first thing that people ask me, most people, when I tell them I'm going to run for mayor, is they say, well, what party? Right? As if that's the most important thing, rather than the issues, rather than the violence and the shootings and the murders that are taking place at all-time high record levels. And so I told them, I am going to run as an independent. So I don't want anybody to close the door on me. I'm going to run as an independent because I want to be in the middle. And the good Lord created me with a left arm and a right arm. And I want to reach out both arms and hold my hand out to both sides and ask them to meet me in the middle. Because healing happens in the middle. Reconciliation happens in the middle. And I really believe that progress, solutions, and peace for the city of St. Paul happens in the middle, not out there at either extreme.
Paul, do you find, though, that it's going to be really tough to run as an independent?
Yes, and to be sure, so I've done all my research during my, what I did during my pandemic. St. Paul is a one-party town, and there has been a Democrat as mayor ever since 1946. And it's, you know, the motto is vote blue no matter who. And even though the city of St. Paul mayor election is nonpartisan, the candidates will identify with one party or another. And quite often the voters, they just vote a party line. So, and sadly, oftentimes they don't even consider the issues. They just vote the party. So that's going to be a challenge. That's going to be something I'm going to work at very, very hard. But I believe it's possible. I'm an internal optimist, and I feel that things are so bad right now that they may not vote for the party as it has always been. People may be willing to try an independent, right, and give things a chance to be different. Because they certainly don't want things to continue the same as they have been the last couple of years.
And what are you hearing from people when you're out and about?
Well, what I'm hearing, interestingly enough, is they're saying the Twin Cities are becoming Little Chicago. The problems that were in Chicago 10 years ago are here in the Twin Cities today. The murders, the guns, the violence, the racism, it's all migrating north. And part of that is because some of the troublemakers and the criminals and the drug dealers and those that are selling guns from Chicago are coming here because it's new territory, right? And there's a power void in the Twin Cities. The police in the Twin Cities are not like they are in Chicago. And then, of course, I hate to be paint a picture of doom, but the problems that are in Chicago right now, they're going to be here in the Twin Cities in 10 years unless we do something about it right now.
And what are the problems you see in Chicago?
Oh, there are multiple murders every day. And the street gangs in Chicago see the police as just a rival gang. And the street gangs, they're bringing in not just handguns, you know, to commit crime and burglaries, and but they're bringing in fully automatic weapons. Chicago's got Uzis on the streets, and the police are outgunned. Mm. So, and they're getting armor-piercing bullets and everything else. So Chicago is literally a war town. So I don't want to see that come here to the Twin Cities. It needs to be stopped, and we need to build, in the city of St. Paul as mayor, I'm going to build a seawall to defend against these waves of violence that crash upon our shore.
And what does that seawall look like, Paul? How do you build that?
Well, it's not only the responsibility of those that wear badges. It is the responsibility of every resident that we have each other's back. And that's why I did this neighborhood gathering, is that these are people, we've got 250,000 residents in St. Paul. And if at night they just draw the shades and close the blinds and they hunker down in their house hoping that no harm comes to them, that's a defeatist attitude. And that's not a very American thing, I must say. So in my neighborhood right here, people watch out for each other. And if they see trouble on the street, or if they see someone with a flashlight going up or down checking cars and stealing the catalytic converters, but also breaking in, they're not only calling 911, but they're calling each other. And everybody's got phone numbers and emails. And so we're watching out for each other. We have each other's backs. And when you do that, if you were to have 250,000 people with 500,000 eyes watching the streets and watching the trouble, and they know who those people are that are driving the streets with guns in their car. Okay, it's not in total secret. At least one, maybe a handful, know who's driving around with guns. Well, that has to be reported, and those guns have to get out of the cars, out of the streets. And if these are guns that were stolen, well, the perpetrator's got to go to jail. Lock them up, get them off the streets, and the streets are going to be safer.
Well, we wish you great luck, Paul. Thank you so much for calling in today. Paul Langenfeld, he is the founder, president, and chairman of the board of the Langenfeld Foundation, and he has recently announced his candidacy for the St. Paul mayor. So we wish you great success, Paul. Please stay in touch with us. We would love that.
Thank you, Mo, and thank you, Hastings.
All right, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.